Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Alan Chartok, one of our favorite people in the whole world. Singer, songwriter, activist, and author Natalie Merchant is back on tour with a new album. None Such Records has released Natalie's sixth solo album. This self-titled and self-produced collection of 10 new and original songs is her first offering in 13 years. She'll be performing tomorrow night, July 3rd at 8 p.m. at the Ulster Performing Arts Center in Kingston, New York, again on Saturday, July 5th at 8 p.m. in my hometown at the Mehewi Theater in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. It's a wonderful theater. And Sunday, July 6th at 8 p.m. in the Ridgefield Playhouse in Ridgefield, Connecticut. Welcome back to our station, Natalie. You are truly somebody who we always refer to as our Natalie. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Alan. It's great to be here.
So I love the choices that you have made for your song list for the album. And will these be the very songs that you will be doing on tour, or will you bring in other old favorites?
Well, we'll be introducing the new album to our audiences, so the focus will be the new record, but I always play a variety of songs from other records as well.
Let me ask you about some of the songs and give us a little bit of a background on what you've done with them and how you've written them. Lady Bird.
Lady Bird is the first single from the album. And what I really love about this album is it's combining orchestral instruments and pop band, because that's what I've been doing the last 3.5 years. I've been performing as a guest soloist with orchestras, and I really crave those textures and sounds of the strings and the woodwinds and the brass. So Lady Bird has a big string section, which I really love.
So who's traveling with you? And what kind of a bus are you using?
I haven't seen the bus yet. We get the bus tomorrow, but it's the largest band I've ever toured with. We're 10 with me.
Wow.
Because I'm carrying string quartet and piano, accordion, bass, guitar. It's a big band.
And how do you deal with such a big group? Did you pick every one of them yourself, or do you have somebody who does that for you? How does it work?
No, I'm my own musical director. And some of the people that are touring with me I've played with from 10 to 15 years. The string quartet is new. Actually, the string quartet is made up of three brothers, Stanley Scott and Sean Moore, and then Mirandy's also playing with them. But these are three brothers who all attended Bard College, and I met them through doing benefits for the conservatory at Bard College.
That's wonderful.
So this is their first tour outside of Bard.
I noticed that you're singing Go Down Moses. Why are you doing that?
Go Down Moses is a song that I wrote, well, in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. And I held on to that song for a long time, not really knowing if it was appropriate to release it, to sing about what had happened there, and mostly because as time elapsed, it didn't seem current. But the truth is that that trauma is not going away for the people of New Orleans, for the 150,000 people who were left behind when the hurricane came. So it's about aftermath and survival and just survival, basically. There's not a lot of triumph in it, but
it's a wonderful city. My son lives there.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. We've been there a lot, and it's amazing the resurgence of spirit that there is. What about the song Texas? What about that?
Well, Texas is a song that has more of a country feel to it. It's mostly acoustic guitar, slide guitar, and bass. And it's a song that just talks about unbridled greed and entitlement. That some people feel that they're entitled to anything that they desire and they don't care about the cost. There's a line in it that says, "Old sweet tooth aching in my head, gonna fill my belly to the brim, oh yes indeed. Half is a buzzing in a hollow tree, and I don't care if I gotta kill a little honeybee." So I like that metaphor of, I'm hungry, I want it, and I don't care who has to die, so I get it. And it talks about environmental destruction and That's what that one's about.
That takes us into fracking, of course. You've been a leader in this state. Some people.
We had a big day, didn't we, this week?
Yes, indeed. You want to tell us about it?
Well, you could probably.
Well, basically, the Court of Appeals, our highest court. Yeah, our highest court in New York State, comes along and says communities can vote as to whether or not they want fracking.
So all those community bans that people have been working so hard to put in place will be upheld. Or at least there'll be major obstacles to the gas companies now.
You know, there's another side to that one, Natalie. I'm sure you've thought about it, which is there may be some Texas-like greedy people who say, we don't care in our town if it gets real bad. We don't care because maybe we'll sell our land, go to Florida. And, what happens in a town which votes for it as opposed to against it?
Well, that comes down to education. I mean, the more people know how threatening this extreme process is to our water supplies and to the cleanliness of our air, but chiefly it's the water.
It is the water.
John Bauermaster, who made Dear Governor Cuomo with us, is now making a Dear President Obama film about nationwide environmental impact of fracking, and the daily he's receiving photographs and film footage of Texas, of New Mexico, of Wyoming, of Colorado, of North Dakota, the devastation, the water shortages, the people experiencing all sorts of ailments that aren't mysterious. They seem to have arrived with the fracking rigs.
What are the seven deadly sins?
Do you want to know about the song or the seven deadly sins?
I'd rather know. You're right. It was not artfully done. So what about the song?
Seven deadly sins. A lot of the songs on this album, I've created characters, and then a sort of dialogues are created that these characters are engaging in. And this is just a character who's had a difficult relationship with someone, it's not a romantic entanglement necessarily, it's just difficult. And the compromises and twists and turns that we take, the changes that occur in ourselves when we're in a situation that... challenges like that, I don't know. Some of these songs have a lot of layers, and it's hard to just say this song is about, A. Sometimes the song is about A to Z.
Freud said, our character doesn't change after four. You agree with that?
Four? I don't know. Maybe our essential character. Mm-hmm. I'd wait till seven. I love that film series, Seven Up, that series of documentaries. I can't remember, it was a British documentarian who made it, who showed... I guess it was "Give me a child at seven and I'll show you the man," was the phrase that caused him to want to make this series of filming these people from age of seven in 7-year increments. It's fascinating to watch them, and we are pretty well shaped by the time we're seven. I think there's room for change, but not essential. Our essential selves seem pretty in place by then.
We've been speaking with singer, songwriter, activist, and author Natalie Merchant, whose new self-titled album is out now. You can find out more at NatalieMerchant, that's one word, .com. Natalie will be performing tomorrow night, July 3rd, at 8 p.m. in the Ulster Performing Arts Center in Kingston, New York. Again on Saturday, July 5th, at 8 p.m. in the Mahawi Theater in our town in Great Barrington. And Sunday, July 6th, at 8 p.m. in the Ridgefield Playhouse in Ridgefield, Connecticut. I only have one thing to say. Thank you, because you have been a wonderful part of the WAMC story. And number two, we love you, and we really do. So thank you so much for being with us.
I don't know what I would do without WAMC.
Gonna get what's mine, and wild horses gonna keep it from me. Papa says I'm a golden child, and the whole world's gonna fall at my feet. It's all coming to me.